A little bit more about Selichot. So we were still in the Tefillah of Ben Adam. We'll go for about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and then if nobody comes, I guess we'll pray Yahid. So we had we finished like the first couple of lines. The next couple of lines are Hasu Tahar V'Al Te'achar B'Tam Yamim Ponim. So he says what this means is that purify yourselves. Rahatu Tahar. Go in and start to do Teshuvah. Because Teshuvah is something, it's an unbelievable thing. Really, we know there's an idea, we would say a construct in Halakha called Nishikah. What is Nishikah? Does anybody know? Nishikah, besides kissing, is what happens when you have water and a mikveh, right? And you have water inside a kli and a mikveh. When, if you take the water and pour a little bit towards the mikveh, so the kiluah joins, the stream of water joins the mikveh, so then the mikveh overwhelms whatever is in the kli and is metaheret. When you have two bodies of water and they touch, right? Well, that's how we make a mikveh in general also. You have two borot, you know what a bor is a pit. You have the area where you keep the water, that's a mikveh, and you have the bor tevilah, which is where the people dunk in. So how do we get clean water all the time? People go into the mikveh all the time, and the water's always clean. So besides, of course, like a pool, they chlorine bomb it. They don't get the robot to come clean it so much. But you chlorine bomb it, but also you'll drain the bor tevilah, and you fill it up again. So you have the actual bor, the actual mikveh, 40 sa of water, which is there. And then you've got the bor tevilah, they're joined by a hole in the wall in between. So you have these two pools. You close up a hole, the hole, so the bor tevilah stays, the bor nishikah stays intact. Drain out all the water, refill the water. So now you have mayim shuavim. Drawn water, can you tovel in mayim shuavim? No, not allowed. That it doesn't work. What happens though, you have pasul water, and you have mikveh, and you have a little hole, a pipe adjoining them, it's closed. You open the pipe, and then as long as you have a kasher 40 sa'ah, it overwhelms that other one. The two waters kiss, as halakha says, and it purifies it. It purifies it in that way. Whenever a Jew decides they want to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to connect to Hashem, we're like that bor tevilah, where we have water. When we open that hole a little bit, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, you know, the Rabbi Akiva says at the end of Yuma, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem metarim mimetay etchem, avichem shebashamayim. Happy are you, Jewish people. Happy is your lot. Because who do you purify yourselves in front of, and who purifies you? Avichem shebashamayim. Your Father in Heaven, Hashem. And it says, Ma mikveh mitaret tamechem af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaret Yisrael. The same way that a mikveh is mitaher tameim, Hashem is mitaher the Jewish people. When a person uses teshubah, a person decides they want to be a little bit better. And Rav Kook says in the beginning of the Orota HaTeshubah, he says that teshubah is something that when a person just thinks a little bit, he brings a re'ayah from the Gemara. A person gets married to a woman, says, "Hariat mikudesh li b'tabadzo, amanash ani tzadik gamor." Right? Say, "I'm a perfect tzadik." And you give a girl a ring and say that amanat that I'm a tzadik gamor. She's safek mikudeshet. She cannot get married to anybody else until she gets a get. But wait a second. Everybody knows that I based this kiddushin on what? On the fact that I'm a tzaddik. And even if the person's not a tzaddik at all, right? Even if they're not a tzaddik at all, the Gemara says that she's still married. So some random guy goes, on the condition I'm a tzaddik, even a not a great person, on the condition I'm a tzaddik, it works. Why? Because even a hirhur tshuva, it's still the beginning of something. It still counts. Because for that minute, there's that glimmer of attachment. That glimmer of attachment that brings Torah into your life. Now the question only depends on how much more I want to bring that into my life. So the Paitan says, Hatsu Tahar V'Al Te'achar, right? He says, get going, connect. You need to tahir yourself. Al teachar, don't wait. Beterem yamin poni, before you know it, your days are over. Right? Before we know it, you know, in my mind, I'm still 20 years old. I'm not. But in my mind, right, I'm like a senior in college. Now, it's been a long, long time since I've been a senior in college. Before you know it, the days disappear. And very quickly run to Ezra, to the one who will help, right? Ibn Gabriel. Who is Ibn Gabriel? Do we know who Ibn Gabriel was? What's Ibn? It's Ben. Ben Gabriel. He's the one who wrote the tefillah, Adon Olam. You've heard of Adon Olam, right? Ibn Gabriel is one of the great Sephardic Payetanim, one of the great Sephardic poets. And he writes in one of the most beautiful poems ever called Keter Malchut. So it's a beautiful, beautiful poem to Hashem. A lot of his piyutim are saying on Kippur. He says, Ana evrach, shochen meonim, ana ani boreach mimcha lecha. Where can I run? I run from you to you. Where can I run? I run from you to you. There's no place to... right? Because where else am I supposed to run? What else am I supposed to do? The only place there is to go. The only place there is to go is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only place I can go is to run to Hashem. Where else? There is no place else. Like, if I'm afraid of anything, even if I'm afraid of Onesh, I'm afraid of Bar Minan, of things I did, well, where else can I run? The only place I can run, I run from Him to Him. He's the prime cause of everything. Where can I run? I run from you to you. So it's umehera rutz le'ezra. I run to the one who can help. Chodesh Elul, it says in Kadmonim from Arizal, is Rosh Tevot. Now you know Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. There's another one. Inali Ado V'Samti Lecha Makum Manu Shama. That I make for you a place of refuge. Elul is Rosh Tevot. That something happened and I need a place to run. The people in Florida, like friends of mine from Florida in Boca Raton, where they run, where are you going to run if your home is going to be washed out? So people opened up their home in Georgia and everybody ran up to Georgia, right? When I have no place to go, that's what a city of refuge works. That's what a city of refuge works. In Halakha, we know there's an Ira Miklat. What's an Ira Miklat? A person, Bar Minan, kills somebody else accidentally, and the person's life is over. What am I supposed to do? So a person knows they have no place to go, and the only place they can go is Hashem. The only place they can go is the Ira Miklat. The Holy Sfat Emet, the Rebbe of Ger, says that's when it really works. A Ira HaMiklat works when a person knows they have no place else to go. And that's why, by the way, the chorus of this Ben Adam is Lecha Monai HaTzidaka Velanu Boshet HaPanim. Hashem, you're right, we're wrong. I have no place to go but you. And therefore, you are my refuge. You're the place, your home base when we play tag, right? The place you could go, like, you say, where I'm safe. Silichot is this Bricha, this flight, this run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say, you know what, Hashem? I know there's no place else to go but you. My Rebbe often quotes a song from the 70s. He says, for Ashkenazim, they only say it for like a week and a half, but they start Moshe Shabbat, and he says every time he gets in the car to drive to the shul to say Selichot, he thinks of this line from the song. He says, "Where I've come to your place of business, Lord, though I don't got no business here. But you told me if I was so low that I was busted, you could be trusted." Selichot opens with the idea of Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka Velanu Boshet HaPanim. Even the J-Dubs say it at the beginning. They don't sing it as nicely. But they say it, you know, Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka Velanu Boshet HaPanim, that Hashem, yeah, I know I'm busted, but I know you can be trusted. That this is the idea of the miklat. This is the idea of the place to run. That roots le'ezra, right? Roots le'ezra. We run to you, to your aid, because you're the only place that we can go. Umi pesha v'gam beresha berach ומפחד מהאסונים. I run to you, I run from all of the mashchitim, all of the dangerous things, all of the messes that I've made in my life, I want to run away from them. This is what it means, azibat ha-chet, right? Azibat ha-chet, you think it means, you know, okay, I say I'm sorry. It's more than that. It's that I know I've made a mess. I don't know what to do. And most of the times in our life, that's most of our biggest dangers are self-inflicted. Like, so much of our biggest damage happens to, we've gotten ourselves into trouble. But there's a place to run. So that's a little taste of what the Selichot are talking about over here. Now, inshallah, we won't have to wait for more of a minyan next time, but otherwise we will continue forging ahead in Selichot and learning a little bit, learning what we're saying, and trying to connect a little bit to these words, which are so poetic and so full of emunah. It's such a Rav Kook wrote a letter to his Talmid, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, to say that we have to increase in our generation the belief in how Teshuvah works. To believe that and how powerful the Teshuvah is. He wrote a whole book. But the belief that this is, this is an unbelievable safe place. It's not something to be scared of. And it's not something to run away, to make ourselves sick about. But this is running home. You know, tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday, right? My kingdom waits. He's forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, right? And that's what the song of Selichot is. And that's why we can sing all of Selichot in such a way. Because tell the world I'm coming home. It's Hashem very soon.